Today we're going to learn Maseches Beitzah, Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, and we're going to Be'ezras Hashem finish the first perek of Maseches Beitzah. We are already holding a little bit down on the page on Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, Aval Lo Sandal Hamasumar, about 7 lines down on the page. So the Mishnah had said that one is not allowed to wear a Sandal Hamasumar, not allowed to send a Sandal Hamasumar on Yantiv. Sandal Hamasumar my time alone. Why can't the person send a Sandal Hamasumar to somebody else on Yantiv? So the Gemara says that they made a gezerah that you're not allowed to carry it out on Shabbos on Yantiv, Mishum Maisa Shahaya. Because if you know the famous story that happened. Now, our Gemara does not record the famous story that happened, but it is recorded in Shabbos and Daf Samach Amud Aleph, that apparently there was a time of Gezerah against the Jews, and people were hiding in a cave, and they didn't allow anyone to leave the cave, only to enter the cave, because someone who's coming in is able to be careful and make sure that that no one is looking and no one's going to see that he's coming in. But someone who's leaving a cave has no idea if the enemies are going to see him leaving the cave, and if they see him leaving the cave, they're going to know where all the Jews are hiding, and it's going to be terrible. So that's why they had a rule that anyone is allowed to come in, but no one is allowed to leave. So one of the people was wearing a sandal hamasumar, which is has a wooden sole and is held together by nails that keep the sole together with the leather, and it has two straps from both sides, and he was wearing it backwards, and when he was coming into the cave, he was making footprints that looked like he was leaving the cave. So because people got so nervous about that it seems like they were about to be captured and the enemy was about to find them, and they were wearing sandalim asumarim that were thick and were very sharp, so they trampled each other and they killed each other with these sandalim, so they killed more people than the enemies would ever be able to kill. And because of that story happened to have been on a Shabbos, even though really the fact that it was Shabbos has nothing to do with this story, but because it happened to have been on a Shabbos, they decided that no one's allowed to wear a sandal mesumer on Shabbos, even inside the house. So since you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos and Yantif, that's why they're not allowed to send it to each other on Shabbos and Yantif either. Amar Abaye, sandal mesumer asur lina'alo. A sandal mesumer one is not allowed to wear on Shabbos and Yantif, but since it has a din of a kli, it's not asur mishum mukta umutal l'taltalo. So you're allowed to move it on Shabbos Yantif. Asur l'nalo mishum ma'aser shayi. You're not allowed to wear it because of the ma'aser shayi that we just spoke about. Umutal l'taltalo, but you're allowed to move it, to handle it. Midigtani ein mishalchin, because we said that you're not allowed to send it. Di'isal kadai tochasal l'taltalo. Hashal l'taltuli asur mishalchin mibai. Meaning, if it were asur to even touch it, to even move it, to even handle it at all, would we need a mishum to tell me that you're not allowed to send it as a gift to someone on Yantif? Obviously, if you're not even allowed to handle it, you're not allowed to send it as a gift. The Mishnah also said, "V'lo minel she'eino tafur." One is not supposed to send a shoe that's not sewn. So pshita, obviously you're not allowed to send it on Yantiv, because if it's not sewn together, it's not worth anything. It's useless. Of course, you can't send it. Says in lo nitzucha de afelgav de nuket besike. The Mishnah is telling us that even though it's attached with little pegs, little wooden pegs, so you could sort of kind of wear it, still, since it hasn't been totally sewn together, one should not send it on Yantiv. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yudomer afelo min alavan. One is not even supposed to send a white shoe on Yantiv. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda matir bishacha. Rabbi Yehuda allows sending a black shoe on Yantiv because you can wear it. Va'oser b'lavan, but he doesn't allow sending a white shoe on Yantiv. Mirvei shetzarich bitzas hagir, because you need to blacken the shoe like bitzas hagir, like a certain type of color of bitzas hagir. Rabbi Yossi omer, Bishachar mipnei shetzarich letzachtzicho, that the reason that Rabbi Yossi oser rather Bishachar, Rabbi Yossi says you're not even allowed to send a black shoe on Yantiv because still you need to smooth it out, shine it up nicely, so it's still not usable as is, even if it's already black. Velo pligi, and the truth is Rabbi Yudan and Rabbi Yossi are not arguing. Marki Asrei, each one was paskening based on the minhag of where he lived. The hide of an animal on the inside that's closer to the flesh has ridges and is not smooth at all and needs to be smoothed out. The outer hide of the animal, the hide that faces when it's on the animal that faces the atmosphere, the outside of the world, so is does not need to be smoothed out as much. So ba'asri demar bishul l'sechas. In Rabbi Yehuda's place, they used to put the side of the hide that faced the flesh on the inside of the shoe, and the outer part on the outside of the shoe. So the shoe didn't require any smoothing out. So you could use it as is, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda allowed people to send it to each other on Yom Tov. But Ba'asre Demar, Bisrael El, in the place of Rabbi Yossi, they would flip it around the other way, and therefore the outside of the shoe would naturally be very uneven, and that's why they had to smooth it out. Now the Mishnah also said, Zaklal, Kol Shenosim Babi Yom Tov, anything that people use and benefit from in Yom Tov, you're allowed to send in Yom Tov. Rav Sheshes, Sharlul Rabbanon L'Shadudei Tfilin B'Yom Tov. Rav Sheshes allowed the Chachamim to send to each other Tfilin on Yom Tov. Amr Lei, Abaye, V'Hanantanan, Kol Shenosim Babi Yom Tov, Mishal Chenoso. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah that anything that you can benefit from in Yom Tov, you can use? So it sounds that anything that you're not allowed to use in Yom Tov, you're not allowed to send, and Yontif, you can't wear tefillin, so how is it possible that it was mutter to send tefillin on Yom Tov? So the Rav Sheshes answers that no, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that you have to be able to enjoy it on Yom Tov itself. No, hachi kamar, kol shneosin babachal, anything that's usable as is on a weekday, mishalchanos so Yom Tov, you're even allowed to send it on Yom Tov. Meaning, when we say kol shneosin, it doesn't mean kol neosin on Yom Tov, it's kol shneosin in general. Whenever it's a usable item in general, you're allowed to send it on Yom Tov. Amr Abaye, Tefillin Hol Vasi Gadu Nemu Buhu Milsa. Abaye says, ah, once you mention Tefillin, let me tell you something about Tefillin. Something about Tefillin and Shabbos. Hayibaba Derech, Tefillin Barosh of Shakal of Chama. If a person was traveling on the road on Erev Shabbos, and he's got Tefillin on his head, and all of a sudden the sun sets, so Shabbos has started, what should he do? He can't take them off and carry them, because he's not allowed to carry four Amos and Rosh Hashanah. That's an Isser Doraisa. So he leaves them on his head, he leaves them on his arm, maniach yodo aleihem, and he puts his hand over them to cover them up, ad shemagia lebeiso, until he gets back to his house. Because so long as they're on him, he's not in violation of carrying dalet amos and reshus rabim, because that's not, it's derech malbush, it's he's wearing it, he's not carrying it. It's considered havara kalachar yad. But he does have to cover it up so that it doesn't, so that people don't see publicly that he's wearing tefillin, because the chachamim don't allow malacha. Over here, we're allowing it because of the bizoyan of the tefillin. You have no other options. But if he was sitting in the Beis Medrash on Erev Shabbos with tefillin on, and the Beis Medrash was out in the field where it was not going to be protected, and he can't leave the tefillin there, and all of a sudden Shabbos comes, he should put his hand over them until he gets to his house. Masiv Rav Huna Bered Ravika, so Rav Huna Bered Ravika asked the following, Hayubaba Derech Utfilin Brosh of Akidish Lavia Maniach Edu Alein Hashem Yigel Abayis has Samach Lachoma, that you should only put your hand over and continue to wear the tefillin until you get to the house that's closest to the wall of the city. You don't get to go all the way home wearing your tefillin. You go to the first safe location, and that's where you drop off the tefillin. Hayoshev Beis HaMedrash Kiddush Lavia Maniach Edu Alein Hashem Yigel Abayis has Samach Lebeis HaMedrash. And again, we have this price that tells us that you can only go as far as the closest safe location, but you may not go all the way. So Gemara says, Lo kasha. Ha de mintera, ha de la mintera. When we say that you carry it until the house that's closest, safe place, closest to the wall of the city, close to the Beis Medrash, that's when the tefillin would be guarded in that house. When Abaye says you get to bring it all the way back to your house, that's if the closest house is not a safe place. If the closest house is not a safe place, then you get to bring it all the way back to your house. So, even if you find them on the ground after Shabbos started, you're allowed to put them on your head and bring them to your house. Why does it have to say that they were already on your head? Is we learn in the Mishnah, if you find tefillin on Shabbos out in the field, you can bring them in one pair at a time by wearing them. Says Mar Lo Kasha, Ha Demintera Machmas Kanvi Umachmas Kalvi. That even though Abaye didn't speak in a case where even Abaye wasn't talking about where it wasn't protected at all, when we said that you carry them, you're allowed to bring them, wearing them until the closest house. That was talking about that the tefillin would have been protected in that house from ganavim and from dogs, and therefore you're not allowed to go any further. But when Abaye says you could bring them all the way back to your house, is mintra mechmas kalvi, that in the place where they are, dogs won't get to them, velo mintra mechmas ganvi, but where they are, the ganavim might still get to them. So ma'u detema rov listem Yisrael minhu, you might think that in a Jewish neighborhood, most so the bandits and the robbers are also Jews, and therefore a Jew, he may be a bandit for a living, he may be a robber, but he's not going to be mezalzel in tefillin. So you might think, as long as it's safe from dogs, you can leave it there, you have nothing to worry about, because whoever the listim and the ganavim that find it are going to be Jewish anyway. And therefore it has to teach us, you're still allowed to bring them all the way home, because they're yours to protect, that they shouldn't get stolen. But if they were not on from Erev Shabbos, you found them out in the field, you're not allowed to move them and put them on, since anyway they're protected from dogs. And you don't really have to worry that Ganavim are going to do anything if you make the assumption that the Ganavim are Jews. Hadron Alach Beitza Be'ezras Hashem. Next time we'll do Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, the first Amud of the second Parak of Maseches Beitza.